Just before a Senate vote on the bill last week, Governor Doyle said he'd veto virtual school legislation if it didn't cap enrollment and require a financial study of the programs. The Senate amended the measure to meet his request.
This is a big area of educational policy that shouldn't just get decided at this one moment.
Republicans have criticized the governor for trying to limit the growth of virtual schools. Doyle says his proposal allows them to stay open while also looking at possible changes.
So I don't know why anybody would be upset with the proposal I've made, which is to make sure that all the students can stay in their schools, that their siblings can go to their schools, that there'll be a little flexibility in the cap, and that over the next year or so, we take a real hard look at where we want to go with virtual schools.
Legislation introduced in the Assembly would remove the cap but keep the financial study. Would Doyle veto that version of the bill?
Yes, and I've told them pretty clearly I would.
Virtual schools could be left without funding if legislation is not passed before the end of the session. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.